All right, you are listening to KHUM, and joining me in the KHUM studios is Front Country.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are Facebook Living this, and you guys are going to be at Humbrews tonight. And well, you, Melody, and you, Jacob, have been here before. The whole band hasn't been here before, so we're really happy to have you.
Yeah, we've been doing Front Country for about 5 years now. That's been our main project. And I just lost my phones, too.
I'm not getting you guys. What am I not doing right, Bailey?
There we go.
There you go.
Oh, you're coming in through this mic?
That's
no. You had it up.
I thought I was having them come through there. I'm all
confused
here.
Sometimes it's kind of low because you turn it down so we could turn it up like this.
Okay. Is that better?
Radio magic.
Yes, radio magic. Very good. Sorry about that. You know, I'm new at the technological part of this. So I was really excited. I was driving home from teaching at the university the other day, and I was listening to All Things Considered, and there you guys were. And it was really cool. Like, I was sitting there listening to them going, I play them. Wait, they're going to be on my show. Oh, my gosh.
It was really exciting for us, too. Obviously, yeah, we're, you know, coastal liberal elites. So we love All Things Considered.
Cello playing. I was just thrilled to pieces for you guys. I thought that was great exposure. And you write the lion's share of the songs. And I'm always curious to talk to writers of all different kinds of things. What inspires you to write the songs that you write? Because, like, I don't know where you get your ideas from. They're always amazing.
Just life, you know? I don't know what it is that makes different types of artists, you know, want to translate things through whatever they've got. But just for whatever reason, for better or for worse, I thought I had things to say to the world.
Yeah, obviously, because, like, you presented the band with, like, this huge chunk of music and said, like, here's a whole bunch of stuff I wrote. What do you want to use?
Exactly. And then what these guys pick always surprises me, too. It's not the stuff that I thought was, like, a shoe-in to be Front Country songs. And so, yeah, they picked some interesting ones, and, yeah, I like it. That sounds better, too. That's awesome.
All right, so can we impose upon you to play something maybe off the new album for us here on KHUM?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, thank you.
Since we're here already.
I mean, sure. Couldn't hurt. All right, I lost my headphones again. I don't have to have them, but that's good. I like that. Thanks. All right, this is called Lonesome Town.
One, two, three.
Shut down 25 years ago. Why nobody noticed, nobody knows. Broke down here, not even a liquor store. Gas pumps hanging by a busted screen door. It was a sacrifice for a future time.
Okay.
crazy.
Should I pay headphones?
Do you think that will sound better?
Yeah, I think that that will. Right. Okay.
My questions for you are, you know, you, a lot of you, or if not all of you, have a lot of traditional musical training. How did you get from there to where you are now?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about it the other day. We sort of all took these circuitous paths to this, you know.
Good word.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, extra word score on circuitous.
It's pretty good for 5 hours in the van.
I know. This is the first time I've spoken today. yeah. Oh, you're doing
real talk.
Yeah. I love multitasking musicians helping us with the live stream.
Yeah, but we all, you know, we all came from these different backgrounds, and I think one of the reasons we all got together is because with bluegrass music, it's such a you know, collaborative sort of thing, right? Like I met Jacob at a jam, and you know, years ago, and so something that we didn't necessarily go to school for. But it was something we were doing for fun.
Yeah, like just community.
Help me out.
And like, but there's so much. This, you have to be a pretty good musician to play bluegrass music, and it attracts, I think, a lot of people who didn't necessarily grow up playing acoustic music or bluegrass music, but because of the vibe and because it's kind of you can bring a lot to the table and still get what you want out of this music, and you know, it's all wooden instruments, you're all playing together, you don't need any amps, there's not a lot of restrictions to like how you can play it, which to me was a big plus. I really just loved being able to walk into a room and just join a jam. So yeah, you know,
we're like the musical Amish in a way. We don't believe in electricity.
Well, that's okay. We're only using 100,000 watts to get you out there. So that reminds me, I was going to ask you about your instruments, because obviously the tools of your trade are very important. So, you know, what's special about what you guys play?
We have lots of stuff going on here. That's a beautiful mandolin.
Thank you very much. It's actually not a mandolin. It's a lake trout.
Wow, good radio.
Yeah, I know. I thought, like, of course, yeah.
It's on video.
Hashtag it's on video.
Facebook Live is ruining everything.
yeah, you know what? I love this Collings mandolin. There's almost nothing special about it except the damage that I've inflicted to it over
it
the
is
years.
Really, really pretty, though.
Thank you.
It's they're all beautiful instruments, like, aesthetically.
Thanks. There's a Martin guitar, and there's a... What kind of bass is that?
This is a K.
Oh, an old K upright bass. And I've got... Genuine. And I've got a resonator guitar here.
I don't know. I kind of feel like... Sometimes instruments get better with age, and it's almost like they have musical memory of all the good stuff they've made. So it's nice to see some of these old instruments getting used and kept alive.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. This mandolin's put in a lot of miles.
All right, you are listening. You're listening to KHUM Cutton, Eureka, Arcata. Can we have another one from Funk Country, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
So we play another one off of our new album, Other Love Songs, which just came out last Friday. Available everywhere fine music is sold. And it's also available at our show tonight, incidentally. So we would love to see you there at Humbrews. It's called If Something Breaks.
Baby, come on, let's go. something breaks, we fix it on the road.
Front Country and Other Love Songs is the new album. Hey. And tonight at Humbrews, we're very excited.
Yeah.
You guys are back in the area. Welcome back to Humboldt. Welcome home to some of you. You know, I feel like once you've lived in Humboldt, it's always a little bit your home, at least.
Yeah. I lived here for like 8 years, I think, total.
Anybody who commemorates Bill the Chimp in song, you know, like, Lord. That's
honorary
just such,
Humboldt.
It's such a tender song.
I can't say that I'm from Humboldt.
No.
Maybe an honorary. There's even a sticker of it in here.
Yeah.
That's what Zeb says, Zebulon Boss. He's from Bolt.
So what is it that you guys miss most when you're like doing music and you're on the road? I mean, that's a sacrifice and a half.
Choosing what we eat and when we eat it.
Food.
And cooking at home.
Yeah.
Yes, all those
basically
things.
Food. Not everywhere is like California and has really good food, or Northern California. And some places are vast food deserts, and you kind of get what you get. Sometimes you end up eating at a Subway, which is literally my least favorite thing to do in the entire universe.
There goes that Subway sponsorship.
That's okay.
They smell weird.
You're so close.
So what is the favorite food thing that you miss when you're on the road? Because I'm always into food.
Like, well, actually, since we're in the Northwest this week, we're really excited about the pho options and interesting Korean soups.
Mm-hmm. Korean soups. That's the thing. That's the ticket. That's
yeah. So
you can't find those anywhere else.
Maybe living in the South, that's they're harder to come by.
Nashville hasn't had the Korean food invasion yet.
I don't know.
It exists there.
No, there is. Okay, so Jeremy's been living in Nashville for many, many years, and he claims there's good Asian food in Nashville that you can find, Korean and Vietnamese.
There
and
are
stuff.
Options. You just got to dig a little.
You got to dig. I found a Laotian market that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's options. Nothing like a great Asian
but
market.
But it's not like what you have, you know, great competition for it around these parts where you just get a lot of options, you know.
We have a couple real special places. We're lucky. We're very, very lucky. Can we, do we have time for one more before you guys, back in the van and hit the road and all of that?
We have to get back in the van?
Yes.
Well,
it's a long bicycle ride to Humphreys tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or did you tell them we're on a bike tour? That's nice of you. So here's one that is on the new album as well. It's the only traditional tune on the record. It's by the Carter Family.
Now, I actually love your version of this.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. One more time. Here we go.
friend country, playing tonight at Humbrews. Steve Ravine is opening, and their new album, Other Love Songs, came out less than a week ago, and you can get it at the show tonight, which is pretty awesome.
And you can listen to it anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah. Anytime.
You can prep and sing along to all the songs. It's not a suggestion. It's just a thing you could do.
You don't want to sing along, but thank you guys so much. I know it's like just the beginning of the tour. From here, you head up to Coos Bay and then Seattle and then Portland and Bellingham. So you're like up the left coast.
Good to be back on the left coast.
Yes, it is.
Especially these days.
Very nice to have you guys back. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us in.
Thank you. All right. You are listening to KHUM, and we're going to go ahead and take care of the shortlist real quick.